Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, where we'll be covering everything Office 365 developer related, with topics including new releases and new features and capabilities, along with resources and tips and tricks to help you get started along the way. And today we have with us Messina Arenas, who's a senior PM on the Office 365 developer extensibility team.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Ina. How are you?
Good. Today I'm here to talk about the Office 365 Unified API, which is an API that we launched recently at Build Conference and presented both sessions at Build and Ignite. And it's an API that unifies all the different APIs that we have across Office 365.
That's so exciting. I know before we had disparate APIs where we could access the files in SharePoint or say the users in Azure AD or your mail and contacts and calendar and Exchange, and those were all very different,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, all these different products have evolved separately over time, and as such, their APIs have evolved as independent silos. Mm-hmm. That most of the scenarios that we're targeting was on a specific access to the data that the service was surfacing. Well, now we have, with new scenarios opening up around collaboration and around more user-centric experiences that relate to all the different things that the user does, we want to have an API that exposes all this data underneath a single endpoint. And it's not just exposing the data that is on these services, but also the connection between that data, right? Like the ability to go from starting from a user to mm-hmm. see that the user's files on a simple request on a underneath the same endpoint. Today, go to the messages and events and go to all of this information that is not only in one single service, but it's across multiple services in Office 365.
That's great. So we've really stopped making the data the central point of access for the APIs, but really pivoted it against the user. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. So starting from a user or data around the organization, you can get access to all the links on all the data that are linked to that particular node, being a user, an organization, a group, or other things across the directory of entities that we have in Office 365.
Excellent. So that means we've also made it much easier for developers to get at those relationships and those different aspects of the user.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Through our APIs.
To the set data, we have access to the user's entire profile, and that profile can be aggregated from multiple services. For example, the core of the user's profile is in Azure Active Directory, mm-hmm. But there is also the data from the user that is stored in different services, like the high-definition picture is stored in Exchange, mm-hmm. the OOF status is stored in Exchange, and things like skills and interests are stored in SharePoint. So all that data is aggregated from those multiple services when there is a request to user and presented as a single response for that particular query.
Oh, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Can we see?
Sure. So we have here a web application that is being developed to just be able to make the request to the API mm-hmm. and get back the response. This web application is accessible to Graph Explorer 2 at .azurewebsites.net. And I'm signed into this application using my Microsoft credentials. What I get here is the domain underneath which is this API is hosted, which is graph.microsoft.com. Mm-hmm. And then we have the version of the API, which right now is beta. And then after that, I can use several tokens or particular request paths to get access to the data. So right now, it's because I'm underneath the Microsoft.com directory, mm-hmm. what I see here is Microsoft.com. But I can just remove this and say /me and make that request. When I get the /me, what it's doing is getting my profile from Azure Active Directory. And mm-hmm. I can see here all the different information from my particular profile coming from the directory and coming from these other sources that I was mentioning before. And then just by starting adding some navigations, I can get to data that is in other services. So for example, I wasn't getting data from Azure Active Directory before. And now with the /files query, what I get is all my files that are stored in OneDrive for Business. When I'm in the OneDrive for Business, I can get access to the data that is stored in that mm-hmm. and then relate back to other data in Office 365. For example, if I want to go and see a particular file that I have here, let's see, this one is a file. Mm-hmm. And I can navigate to that particular file and then get access to that file information. For example, I can see who is the person that, well, last modified this file.
Mm-hmm.
And the query last modified by user will bring me back the profile of the person that last modified this particular file, all then from the directory. And then I can do navigations, like if we, for example, you want to see who's the manager of the person that last modified this particular file, just by saying slash manager, I get to the profile of the manager of that person.
That's so great.
So it's all a simple navigation. Before, that would have been multiple queries, a query to SharePoint to get access to the particular files,
mm-hmm.
then some sort of knowledge between the transformation of what SharePoint calls a user ID and what Azure Active Directory understood for a user ID,
mm-hmm.
although it's the same user, they had different IDs, and then call Azure Active Directory for that particular information, and then go back back to SharePoint to get the other part of the data. So before were multiple queries, now it's only just a simple navigation path that you can use to get all to all this information.
That's really cool.
Yes, and not only I can get information about files, but I can get information around other data that is in Office 365, like for example, the messages. Let's take a look at one of those messages requests. If I go to the me endpoint again and just type messages, I'll get back a query that brings back all the different information that is in my inbox right now. And because this is a REST-based OData API, mm-hmm. I can use all of the OData parameters to make operations on top of the request. Like, for example, I can do $top and get the top 10 messages on my inbox, or I can do $select and select specific properties that are coming from that query. Or I can even do $search and use a keyword to search over things that are on my inbox. Like, for example, if I do $search equals Sonia, I should get back all the emails that you've sent me recently.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's great that we're OData compliant, where developers who are used to working with RESTful APIs can just stick to OData familiar type contexts,
yes,
like this and work with our APIs.
Yes.
That's great. What other exciting things did we add around build and ignite timeframe?
Well, there are a couple of big features that we have been emphasizing around Office 365, one of them being groups.
Yes.
And unified groups is this new experience around collaboration for mm-hmm. a particular group of people that are trying to get to something done together. And it moves from what we used to have before around just the DLs mm-hmm. that were very siloed and you cannot never like get back to the new person, the information that was already
right.
flowing in the DL, to have a place where people can have conversations and are stored in the inbox,
mm-hmm.
a place where people can share documents, a place where people can have all those different shared spaces. And of course, as a developer, you would like to participate to that and get access to that information as well. So through the Office 365 Unified API, you can get access to all of the groups that are part of the particular directory, both security groups,
mm-hmm.
distribution lists, and unified groups. So if I go to Microsoft, I can do Microsoft.com here because
mm-hmm.
it's the directory that I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also use the token just my organization. So if I just switch Microsoft.com to my organization, I get the same result back. It's just a token that allows us to just not having to use the tenant name there. So I get back all of the different groups. This list includes the DLs, security groups, and unified groups. I can do a filter,
mm-hmm.
just filter by unified, or I can just go to the me endpoint as well and say joint groups, and I get back all of the different unified groups that I'm part of. And navigating to this particular group, I can get access to all of the information that belongs to the group. So again, as I was showing before with the
yeah.
user, I can go to the files or the members, for example. I can go to the members of the group and get the list of all the different members that are part of that particular group. I can get to the files and get all of the access to all the different files
yeah.
that are on that group. And I can get access to like on the conversations that are happening on within that group.
So that's great. That goes back to the point we made earlier about pivoting rather than on the data, really pivoting around the users and the groups and the collaborations
yes.
that they're a part of, and making it much easier for developers to get at these same contexts and collaborative relationships
definitely.
Rather than just focusing on a file or an email message or a calendar appointment.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
Definitely. And so you were asking about what else.
Yes.
And we have other functionality.
Yay, more.
In Office 365, we not only, well, we have this fixed data, right? Mm-hmm. But we also have a powerful infrastructure that calculates based on your activity, insights and relationships that happen between that data. So for example, I might be part of in the organization of a particular group, but I work across org with multiple people. So if I want to know like what are the people that I'm working with, mm-hmm. or what are the documents that are relevant to me in a given point in time, we have the analytics infrastructure that calculates those relationships within Office. It's called the Office Graph. That's the infrastructure that powers all that. And the API to access to that data is also exposed through the unified API endpoint. So let me show you a couple of queries that we have. The first one is working with. Working with is a people-to-people relationship. Basically, I get back the list of all the different people that I'm working with on a given point in time. And from that result, I can navigate to the profiles of those persons and then go through the same patterns that we were showing before. I can go through their files. I can go through all of the different things. So here I can see the list of people that I'm working with. I can tell that none of them, well, only the first one, belongs to my my particular hierarchical organizational structure. The rest are folks from across the company, and this relationship, calculated relationship, brings all that information. The second one is trending around. Trending around is a people-to-documents relationship right now. And what it does, it returns back all of the different documents that are relevant to me because I've been collaborating with them, because people that I'm working with have been working on them, because I've been emailed them around as attachments, as cloud attachments. And then it calculates all of those based on those activities and brings me that data. Yeah, so those are the other two things that are new across the API. And you see that the theme is we're adding all those different data and making it very, very simple to navigate across it and to get to the relationships, which is the important part, like getting that to all of the different data and the things that are connected to that data.
Excellent. That's so exciting, and that's so much easier than it used to be in the past. Now, talk to me a little bit about the auth piece behind this, because I've heard from so many developers, you know, at conferences and through all of our various channels, and in talking to the community, that the auth piece, the authentication piece, was really the piece that had everybody kind of sticking and not being able to get past. So
yes.
What have we done there?
Auth is, it's usually, like you're saying, it's the stepping stone, right? But we've made progress over the last 2 years. Last year, I think it was around a year and a half ago, we launched Common Consent, which is basically for all of the different services that are using Azure Active Directory as the authorization service. These services register the set of scope permissions that they support. And as a developer, you go and pick from those services the permissions, the scope permissions to the APIs that you want to access, or the data that you want to access. And then there is a single request flow to both present the user with a consent UI that has all of these different permission scopes, and then for you to get access tokens to those services. That flow required you to get access tokens for each of the individual services that you wanted to talk to, and that is the same flow that is powering this API. However, because this API has a single endpoint, there is only one token that you need to get access to all of this different data. So before you had to get, like, for example, a token for Exchange and a token for SharePoint and a token for the directory. Right now, you only need to get a token for graph.microsoft.com, and that allows you to access, granted that you have all the different permissions, access to all that data. So it's just one token.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I'm sure I hear developers virtually cheering right now.
Yes, it is really good. And not only that, but we're also making the work to support both Azure Active Directory flows for organizational data under Office 365 and Microsoft account flows for supporting consumer data that is in Outlook.com or OneDrive, for example.
Excellent. So and that's coming
That is
soon.
All coming very soon. Yes.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was so incredibly useful and a great overview of the Unified API and all the exciting things that we've shipped. And this is in preview.
Yes.
Right now.
It is in preview. Mm-hmm.
So how can developers start working with this?
Very simple. dev.office.com is where you can get to all of the information about developing for Office. There is a particular landing place, dev.office.com/unifiedapis, which will give you the information for all of the different things around the API. There is code samples, there is SDKs on iOS, Android, and .NET. There is all of the links to the different documentation. Mm-hmm. We are very active on Stack Overflow and Twitter. So all of the different questions that we're getting that through these mechanisms, as well as feature requests on user voice.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So we look forward to having you play with the Unified API and give us some feedback and let us know how you like it.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ina.
Okay.
Awesome. So that was the first show of the Office Dev Show. And in our next episode, we'll be speaking to Mr. Richard DiZarega around some getting started tips and tricks on how you can start developing with the platform apart from the Unified API, but with all of the other aspects of the Office Developer Platform. Thanks so much, and happy coding.